Hold on. The pigeon was holding a piece of paper?
Yes, that had what looked, not even what looked like, carrying words that looked like Chinese.
Yeah, messenger pigeons have been a thing for a long time. But like, what?
Yeah, so police suspected it was involved in espionage.
Welcome to Mild Mannered and Timid, with three brown folks that are tired of that safe shit.
All right, we're here. Episode 158, My Mannered and Timid. I'm Kunal. I have Kush to my left, Rhea to my right.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
That's a good way of doing it.
Hello.
I should have never introduced you. Had you guys introduce yourselves.
Yo, you don't trust us?
Episodes later, do we have no autonomy?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're taking away my freedom to
your
speak.
Agency.
Okay.
Guys, it's very rainy outside. This is not the greatest time to be recording an episode, but we're going to keep the energy high. We're 158 episodes in. We're releasing a short series tomorrow. Rhea, quickly, 30 seconds. Give them that shit.
I was grappling with my own success because I think I'm probably a failure. So I went and asked people on the streets, do you think you're successful? And I got some really sweet, wholesome content. We made them into 1-minute little episodes and we're going to release them tomorrow as like a little docuseries.
Hey.
Yeah, really cool. Really good. Proud of the initiative. Proud of what
was
came
that
out of
it. That was under like 10 seconds.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah,
very impressed.
But when
that
you
was
hear
a log
this,
line.
It's already going to be out.
Yeah, so go check it out when you hear this. Yeah, it'll be super dope. I'm very proud of the initiative. I think that's super, super cool.
There's a lot of great engagement. Seems like we also got quite a few new followers through this.
I think so. I think you were personal in the way that you put it out there. So
yeah,
good.
I told everyone that I think I'm a failure. So they were like, oh shit, let's watch.
Yeah, let's support. That's
our,
good.
Our Instagram is at mildmanneredtimid.
Yes, sure that is. That would be good to know.
It sure fucking is.
Listen, we have 35,000 fucking downloads. Some of y'all can fucking follow us on Instagram, okay?
Yeah, yeah. That'd be nice. That'd be nice. Why don't we hop right into... pop culture. The Ayodhya temple was opened.
Mm-hmm. Ceremony happened.
Do you all feel
different?
Holy, religious? Do you
no,
feel better?
Because we are so far from it.
Anything? Nothing?
I feel more spiritual.
Do you feel a disturbance in the force at all?
I do.
Did you feel good about it?
I had a tingling in my samosas and I knew what was up.
Ooh, samosas.
Did your parents talk about it?
Damn it.
Sorry I mentioned samosas.
Did your parents talk about it? Anything? Anybody?
My parents didn't. No? Oh, my mom wrote something on Facebook.
Nice. There we
Ooh,
go.
I knew somebody had to. But you know what's funny? They know not to talk to me.
Tell your mom to stop being active on Facebook.
Yeah, seriously. Dude. Tell her it's for boomers.
I mean, you know what it is.
Wait, your parents didn't say nothing? Nothing
no.
about it? No?
No.
Yeah, mine didn't either.
They have their temple in Jersey. Like they're good. Yeah. They don't need to be talking about other temples.
That's
you guys,
true.
I found the post and
what'd she say, Jay Shiram? I'm with that.
There's actually JSR? Pictures of pakora and fruit laddus.
Ooh.
And it says on the great occasion of the Ram Mandir Pratistan, made some dry fruit laddus and pakoras. Of course, coffee is a must. Thanks to Papia's recipe, that's like her cousin, J-Ho.
Oh, great. Okay, that's fair. That's standard. That's okay. Good for her. I hope she felt good. I just hope everybody feels good about it. That's all. That's all it is. Continuing
Damn,
on.
Damn, we're not like making fun of my mom further?
No, what? There's nothing to make fun of
That's
there.
Pretty straightforward. Yeah,
pretty
there wasn't anything.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, aggressive.
A date to be noted down in history. Ram Mandir inauguration and Pran Pratista. As a common citizen, do a good deed today. Feed an orphan or help him in many other ways. It's a day to karma. It's the time to karma. Feel good feeling.
That's great. It's fine.
Why does she talk like that?
That's just...
Dude, that's exactly how Amitabh Bachchan's tweet came out.
Yeah.
That one time.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, there's another one.
What is will be what is.
Guys, why are there three separate posts about this?
She's a boomer. That's
Jan 22nd, a great day for Vijay. Who's Vijay?
Wait, what?
That's actually my dad.
Wait, what?
Jan 22nd, a great day for Vijay. Inauguration day for Ram Mandir. Light 11 diyas in your home and let's all chant for peace in the world.
Hey, that's fair.
Wait, who's Vijay?
I don't know who Vijay is. I do think that's kind of funny.
Do you notice like
Maybe
all
the head
three
priest?
Of these,
I don't know.
These posts? She's like, let's do this. And like guarantee you she's not doing any of it.
Well,
she said, let's all chant.
I know for
chant.
A fact she didn't do. She didn't feed no orphan.
Definitely didn't.
Where did your mom go to feed an orphan?
My mom was definitely napping.
That is,
she
that
did
is a
no
very
good
specific
deed.
Right?
Thing to do.
It's like one of those like... What would you want when you grew up?
What do you
I
do?
Want world peace.
You yeah. show up to an orphan and be like, hey, yeah. Here's some cake. Go. I think the orphan would feel like shit.
Yeah.
They'd be like, dude, I'm not homeless.
Also,
like,
let's all chant for world peace.
Maybe it would help. I don't know. I'm trying to be more positive about this.
You're
things.
So kind right now. I'm just like, because, what the hell is this?
Honestly,
bullshit?
Objectively, it just feels like nice. It feels like a standard message. She didn't go what I thought she would say, which is like, Jai Shri Ram and fuck all Muslims.
Oh, God.
That's not what she said. So
that
would be fun.
It's like, one
stupid.
More
yeah.
Mandir, one less mosque.
Yes. Yes, that I would tear into. But the rest, this is fine. This is okay. I hope everyone had a good opening of the temple.
Pran Pratishtha.
Now, speaking of opening a temple, the Monkey Man trailer came out.
Hey, that should look pretty wild.
That's a little bit of a segue. I think that's a good
temple
segue
for your
there.
Mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really happy about it. I thought it was a really great trailer. I thought it was really nice. Mm-hmm. I think from that, the subject matter seems super cool. I told Rhea when I first saw it, I was like, ah, man, this is honestly the shit that we thought about so many years ago, where we were like, yo, our religious stories are prime material for making movies or make, the mythology. It's easy. Just somebody has to do it right. And I hope it looks like it was done right.
Yeah. Our lives and mythology is Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
It is prime for that shit.
It looks good. I'm very excited for it. Super cool. I'm very impressed that he wrote and directed it.
Yeah, that was
he
kinda...
wrote it. No, he directed.
He wrote it with some other people, but he did write and direct, and he stars in it. And it didn't come across as corny, did it? Did it feel corny at all? Did it feel corny
not to me?
All?
Some of the one-liners did, but that's very like action movie one-liners.
Sure.
So I wasn't mad at it because it's part of the genre to be like, make my day or
totally.
That's what I said.
Totally.
like that kind of shit.
And honestly, it could have gone so left by being called the Monkey Man.
Yeah.
And that key frame that they used of the monkey mask. I was like, oh God, what is this going to be? But then it was cool. I liked it. I fuck with it. So I think it comes out soon. I don't even remember when it comes out, but I think it's soon.
I think Kunal, it was you that I was telling, maybe because you weren't here when I was like, yo, Punjabi MC makes a return 25 years later. Like, we can't get rid of that song. And then I thought in my head, should we just fully accept it as the brown people's anthem? Like
it
how
is.
Train, you know, train, what is it called? Not train, just a small town. What is that?
Just
Journey.
Journey. How Journey is like the white people anthem.
Yeah, Punjabi MC, ours.
I think
not
just like, we got to stop making fun of it. We got to just be like, all right.
Nope.
I wasn't making fun of it.
Yeah.
I wasn't making fun of
Punjabi MC is not making a return. He never left.
Yeah, he never left.
Yeah, he never left. Yeah.
Every time I walk into a non-Indian party and they spot a crew of Indian people,
like,
it's Punjabi.
He's gonna like that one.
They did it to me and the guys I was at a bachelor party with in Cancun when we were at, I don't remember. The one where they do a show like every 5 minutes, literally on stage. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those famous ones. They put the spotlight on all of us.
Oh, no.
And then dropped Beware the Boys. And I was like,
this is
a vibe right now.
Oh, my God.
So,
it gets the people fucking going.
That was over 10 years ago. That was like a decade ago.
My question is, how does that, is that racist?
I think in some way.
I don't know if it's like racist in like an evil way, but it's absolutely stereotyping
us. Yeah, good racism. There's good racism.
I think the word is stereotyping, right?
Stereotyping.
Right? That's probably the better word to use in this situation.
Yo, but also that's a DJ knowing your audience. There were like 30 of us. So
also,
they see it and they're like, fuck it, let's get them going.
We know it's a dope song.
It is. It's a good
especially
song.
The Jay-Z one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like, it goes hard. We're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
I just don't want to hear it for at least a year.
I can't
get a year past it.
Okay, but
I feel
the
like I've
alternative song, the only other song you would have had is Down by Jay Sean.
That doesn't hit with this.
That's the only other song we have in our repertoire as Indians. We have nothing else.
Angel Eyes, maybe.
Okay. Push, get out.
Angel Eyes. Ooh.
Guys, I don't know where the fuck you're from, but Angel Eyes is a bop.
Angel Eyes went hard in 1998.
Everybody who's brown still rocks that sound, especially because it's dance hall based. You know what I'm saying?
It is a good song.
Listen.
But I don't think it's on the level of Down or Beware of the Boys.
No.
Those were like huge.
It's just a different, in terms of popularity,
But the message remains. We have 3 songs to pull from at most. That's it.
Yeah, but like,
look at you guys.
They could have gone into the fucking memory banks of whatever brown people are making these days.
They can't, if they brought a divine song out. They could have. But they can't.
They can.
Stop it. Dev Patel
had so much say in this movie.
You know they can't do it. You have to pick the old songs and keep bringing them out with these old decrepit motherfuckers in wheelchairs. We're going to be hearing this shit for 30 more years.
I'll say this. As much as I'm annoyed at how bad stuff has been coming out of Disney, at least like Miss Marvel had music.
Some current songs.
Yeah, current songs.
I respect that.
From our people.
I respect that.
You know, like they could have done that with this.
Our civilization has only been around since the Indus River Valley. thousands of years ago. We've only been around for that long. So beware of the boys is what we got. That's it. That's all we have.
Speaking of
it's not long enough.
Before we move on, speaking of slightly racist.
Yes.
This reminded me of my entire week. Like, this is the most racism I've had since I've moved to LA.
Oh, you had something?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, it was two things, but it was like slight.
Nice.
And I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I forgot what it's like to have racism against me because it's been a while because I'm usually surrounded by good people.
I'm excited.
Oh, boy.
The first one was, I told
you guys, you know about the first one. I went to Jersey Mike's and one of the white workers there, super into hip hop, looks at me and he goes, "Hey, has anyone ever told you?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you look like Nav?"
Oh my fucking god! Which, like, you look literally—if there was an opposite of Nav, you'd look like that.
Yeah, thank you. And if I had my sandwich already in my hand, I would have thrown
just it. Yeah.
I would have just chucked it.
But you know, how did you react?
I could tell that he's a fan of Nav just by the way he was dressed and like just like
His mom cut his hair.
He looked like his mom cut his hair.
Dope.
I was just like, I was just nice to him. So I was just like, yeah, people have told me that. And he's like, yeah, man, I love his music. I was like, okay, cool, dude. And then he gave me my sandwich.
Like, people have told me that. And then let that hang in the air for a second and be like, and they're not alive anymore. Yeah.
But no one's ever told me that before. This is the only guy that's ever said that to me.
Oh my God.
That's so bad. I hate that so bad.
That was number
comment.
One.
Okay.
That was the egregious one. Yeah. Something happened to me yesterday. I was at a birthday party and it was all comedians, all improvisers. And so I thought it would be a safe space because in LA, the entertainment business is very like, you know, don't be racist don't be sexist. I was just dancing with one of my friends and then this just tall white dude came up to me. He's just smiling, real goofy looking, glasses.
And you didn't know him?
I had no idea who he was, but we made contact. He walked his way over to me from being alone, came to our circle, and he leaned over. He's like, "Sahil, right?" And I looked at him and I said, "No." And he's like, oh sorry.
Did he confuse you for someone real?
Yeah, he confused me for somebody else.
Okay.
And I was like, no, that's not me. And he's like, and then I could see how uncomfortable and bad he felt. Yeah. So then I was just like, but my name is Kush, like, what's your name? And blah blah
blah. Okay.
So like,
that's not terrible. You think it was an honest mistake? I think it was.
Yeah, for sure. It was an honest mistake.
But it's just another one of those.
My friend, like later she texted me and she's like, Don't think I didn't see that motherfucker. I was like, yeah. No, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's fine. That hasn't happened to me in a long time where somebody just confuses me
for another brown person.
Yeah.
That's fair. I feel like that one could possibly. The Nav is atrocious.
The Nav is atrocious.
Yeah. The second one wasn't a big deal.
But that's interesting.
It was just like, it hasn't happened to me in a while and it threw me off a little bit. But
yeah.
Rhea does that all the time, by the way.
What?
She mistakes people of certain races for other people.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's mainly actors.
That's because Rhea knows nothing about pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
So she confuses everyone for everyone.
You guys know the story about when I was at the Victoria's Secret fashion show after party, right?
Yeah.
Kush, you know about this one?
Yes.
You might have told me, but I don't remember what the celebrity was.
What did I think it was?
You thought it was Tyrese.
Tyrese. Okay, so there was this dude who walked up to me.
Oh, God.
And
am I going to have to bleep this entire thing?
Yeah. No. It's a great story because it's actually on my Facebook. I thought he was Tyrese. I'm texting Kunal. I was like, I cannot believe this. I was like, I am standing here talking to Tyrese.
And I was like, bitch, what are you doing?
And you know what the fucking craziest part is? The girl who was with me, who is a black girl, I was like, yo, that's Tyrese. And she was like, oh my God.
To be fair, the person you confused him with, while it's not similar,
yeah,
it kind of is.
They
I get
have.
It. I get
you
it.
Know who it was?
Tyson.
Tyson Beckford.
Tyson okay, Beckford.
Yeah, that, I can see yeah. it
as soon as.
Yep.
Yeah, I can yeah. see it, but Tyson Beckford's like eons better than Tyrese.
Yeah, yeah. I realized I was like, the only person that looks like Tyrese is Tyson Beckford. Yeah, okay.
I was yep. very flattered that night because he was racist. Definitely very nice to me.
Yeah, I remember nice. Rhea told me he was very nice.
He was very nice. He bought me a drink. He was like, "Where are you from?" And I was like, "I can't believe Tyrese is talking to me."
And then Kunal like, didn't touch you for the next week.
No, no, no. I was literally telling him. I was like, "Dude, I'm letting you know he's being very friendly." I was like, "I'm just gonna take a photo." And then I walked away, and he was like, "You want to hang?" Blah blah. I was like, "I'm good. I'm just gonna go hang out with my friend." I just got the photo when I left, and he was like, "Really?" I was like, "Oh yeah, I was one of the singers." He was like, "Were you performing?" And I was like, "I was one of the singers." He's like, "I think I remember you." I was like, "Fucking bullshit! You fucking don't remember the backup singer." Of Shawn Mendes, like, you don't fucking remember me. But he was all like, "Yeah, I remember you did really good up there." I was like,
"That's
really
so nice.
Singing my oohs and ahs. I did really good up there."
Yeah,
you're trying to be flirtatious, but Tyson Beckford is being flirtatious hey. With me. That's fucking crazy. And I thought it was Tyrese. That's crazy.
That goes crazy.
But yeah, that's racist of me, isn't it? No, but they
I get it. I'm saying it's not. Yeah. It's not the most egregious thing. Yeah. It's not Nav and Kush.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's different.
I would like to. Just be like, man, we got to stop being so aggressive. Well, we don't have to, but I want to stop being so aggressive about white people just getting me mixed up. Cause like I do it sometimes too.
Yeah,
like,
no, totally. Exactly. You don't have to be aggressive
but
about it.
I could see in his eyes, like he was scared that he made such a, yeah. such a crazy mistake. And I felt so bad.
Yeah, it sucks. It's crazy that you got to that photo so fast.
Yeah. She had it favored. Yeah.
But no, you're right. It's crazy. Everybody's so on like eggshells about everything.
Yeah, like, which, and it's okay, dude. Like, yeah. I just, yeah.
Before we go down the hack road. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's, you're right. I'm with you.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's because, I mean, there are people in our community that will just attack any little microaggression or just any little thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like, yo, you're.
And then you see them at parties with you.
Yeah.
And they're eating food.
Yeah.
And you're like, I thought you were a protester.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I thought you hated confused. All of humanity.
Yeah,
why
what's
are you
going
partying
on?
It up and drinking Wait, and smoking?
Sorry,
and-
same party. Another kind of like somebody was walking on eggshells around me. Like, yeah. We were just talking, right? I just want to have a normal conversation with this person, and he's like, so you're from you lived, and we kind of already knew each other, but yeah. He doesn't know me that well, and he's just like, your parents are like, he just couldn't get it out because
he was struggling
yeah. And he's just like, but you're from India, like you're
that's my favorite
he just kept
one.
Stumbling
oh, you're was, from where when
yeah that's like, my favorite. But your parents are like, I don't want to, I was just like, dude, yeah, I'm from India, I was
it's
born
okay
in, yeah, it's okay
yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, we fucked up these people so bad. Yeah. They can't even have a regular honest conversation with
honestly,
us.
Most of the time you can understand the intention from just the question itself, right? Yeah. Even just the tone, you can understand the intention. I think it's okay to be like, my parents are from India, so that is technically my heritage, but I'm not going to be like, oh no, I'm not Indian, I'm American. Yeah. If the question you want to ask me is where my parents are from, ask me that
question.
You just
question. Don't have to
like,
get like
you've
angry.
You've
got to
be kidding me,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, yes, I do absolutely have Indian heritage. Even if I didn't speak the language, I'm not going to say, if you wanted to ask me that question, you should ask about my parents.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Yes, on I am.
Read the room.
That's crazy.
Read
that's
the
fucking
room.
Crazy, bro. That's like, they just want to know what your background is. It's okay. Just as we are curious when we see a mixed person, I wonder what they are.
Sure. And he's such a good dude. I just wanted to give him a hug. I just wanted to be like, yo, it's okay, man. Like, you could ask me whatever you want, however
like,
you want.
I'm good with that question. I'm not good with, go back to your fucking country.
Yeah, like it's like, yeah, it's two different
Why
yeah.
don't we just figure out the differences
and on
between
that,
the
and
two?
And on that note, I agree, but let's keep our feet on these white devils next.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. But speaking of crazy, this one truly threw me for a fucking loop. This is some pop culture shit. This Indian model, Poonam Pandey, either of you ever
Dude,
heard of her?
Y'all I've never heard of her? Of her in my life.
She sounds like an OnlyFans kind of person.
Yeah, yes. So she's a 32-year-old reality TV star, former Bollywood actor. I feel like anyone can say
former
that.
Former Bollywood
Yeah,
actor.
Who shot to fame in 2011 when she, this is what she's famous for. She promised she would strip for the India cricket team if they won the Cricket World Cup.
Oh, so you were on the right path, Kush.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen a sex tape of hers.
No
Oh,
way.
Does she have a sex tape? I figured she would if she was saying she's going to strip for the India cricket team.
Yeah, yeah, she's all up out there. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So she faked her death. and I don't understand.
It's still not off Instagram. She like didn't mute the post.
No, she's really doubling down. Like she She basically had a publicity stunt to raise awareness about cervical cancer.
So random, by the way. Yeah, like, she... when did you... Yeah.
They just basically posted, like, her team posted that she died because of cervical cancer. And then, like, some other people and her own friends were like, she was, like, kayaking in Goa 4 days ago.
Yeah.
Or something like that. So then she had to put out a message where she said, quote, "Yes, I faked my demise. Extreme, I know. But suddenly, we all are talking about cervical cancer, aren't we?"
No, we're not.
No. I am proud
of talking about you.
I am proud of what my death news has been able to achieve.
Oh my God.
This is wild.
Unreal. The fucking delusion, the level of delusion and also narcissism. DeLulu. That's DeLulu.
That's DeLulu right there.
But narcissistic as fuck. Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
She did what boomers think we all do on a daily basis.
Yeah. Listen.
Now we're going to be categorized.
And now we're going to be categorized.
I mean, clearly this woman loves attention. Like, I'm all about sex positivity. If you want to show your titties and tatas.
Not about stupidity.
And have sex on video, that's cool with me. But like, you know, this is a different kind of attention craving.
Confirmed that she has a sex tape?
I'm pretty sure this is her. Hold on.
Because I'm just curious. This is the same person? How is this person a Bollywood actor? I don't... There's so many accolades that are like fake. It's just because you said you were going to strip.
The same person.
Yeah. Okay.
What's crazy is how many news outlets just went ahead and repeated the information.
Yeah. That's the real problem.
Without looking at all.
So then the next... So I honestly, that's it. There's been no real fallout, I guess. People called her on it. She doubled down. Shit's still up on Instagram as per Rhea. And there you go. This is 2024. So the next one that was really weird that I don't have anything for you guys beyond the headline.
Okay.
Rohit Sharma, he is the Team India cricket team captain, I think. Rohit Sharma was caught abusing teammates' mothers, threatens to fuck their mothers if teammates are seen faffing around. I tried to read this article and find more or understand happening.
Are there any punctuations?
There's no info.
Any punctuations?
Yeah, that was my question. Were there any commas or anything?
Nope, there's nothing.
One more time, a little bit slower.
Sharma could be heard saying, "You sister fuckers, I will fuck your mothers if you are seen faffing around in the garden."
Oh, so you're just cursing. He's saying like mother, child, and shit.
That's what I think he was saying. But the way this thing was...
Oh, motherfucker, blah, 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 that kind of
thing. But the way this headline and every other headline that picked this up, they said he was caught abusing his teammates' mothers and threatening to fuck them.
Wait, there is a comma after abusing teammates' mothers.
Yeah, because that's them just like...
Threatens to fuck their mothers if teammates are seen fucking around.
I forgot that India uses the word abuse
for like saying,
for cursing.
Yeah,
but there was just no other story about this. I guess maybe they just had like a bad game or something, and then he was heard like saying "mother chode" and shit. And I thought this
he was like posting no "mother
chode." This is the funniest thing to fucking have an article about.
So he's just shit talking, and they're making it.
And they made an article about
news.
Meanwhile, we initially thought he's beating up people's mothers.
That's what I thought. Holy that is exactly what I thought. Yes,
this is wild.
Fake I was like, this guy's abusing their mothers.
Yeah, I was like, good God, what's happening in
this
India?
This deserves much more headlines.
Oh my God. Yeah, seriously.
Holy crap.
So that was all I had for that one. And then the last one in the pop culture section is. So Nithya Raman is running for re-election for the LA City Council to represent District 4.
Dope.
She's the one who, remember you, what is it? David Ryu? Do you remember him?
Yeah.
Rhea performed at the, I guess, one of the events for David Ryu's re-election.
He was a
cool dude. He was a really cool guy.
Oh,
yeah. He was the incumbent that she actually unseated 4 years ago, which is, it's just interesting because we were in Jersey back when
you performed
for that thing. And then when we got out here, it's actually Nithya who beat him.
Right.
So I don't know too much about her, but I just thought it's good for us to know. She's an urban planner. That's her background. She had a background in urban planning. She burst onto the political scene, becoming the first challenger to unseat an incumbent on the city council in 17 years. Pretty big fucking deal.
Yeah.
Usually when you're an incumbent, you're just, you know, you're in there and you stay there. It's kind of hard to unseat them. So that's pretty good. Her main focus is homelessness, of course, because she's a urban planner. She's running right now against two people, one of whom is a deputy city attorney and the other one who's a computer engineer. And District 4 is all or portions of Encino, Studio City, and Reseda, and also has Sherman Oaks, Silver Lake, Los Feliz, and the Hollywood Hills.
Okay, so like Northeast.
Yeah, something like that.
Northeast
and so she seems cool. She seems all right. I looked at some of her stuff. I'm not going to tell people which way to vote or not. But I think that's really cool that there is somebody like that. She seems like a very young, you know, young person out there trying to make a difference. I respect that.
I just found something because I remember when I was like seeing, you know, I'm sure when the elections were happening, you know, how they always put up like videos that are against the other and stuff like that. Yeah. I saw some like kind of wild shit back then, but I never pay attention just because I don't know how true it is. Mm-hmm. But I just saw something from a couple of days ago that says that she called for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza.
Yes.
But then won the support of a pro-Israel group.
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of like it's as confusing as it sounds.
Which but she's able to do that. Sparked like issues or whatever amongst like leftist organizations that helped put her into office.
Yeah.
So what's the deal with that? Like, is that her? What is? Yeah,
that
I don't
just
understand.
Shows you how ridiculous politics is these days. Like, she can call for a ceasefire and get the blessings of like
pro-Israel
group, and then her own progressive side is going to try and eat her alive for that.
Yeah, that's because
is it her fault for getting support? I don't get. I just
who
don't
knows.
Know how it
maybe
works,
they
right?
don't like it because they're like, you shouldn't get support. I don't know, but that just shows you how ridiculous this whole thing is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
God forbid you're like a fucking human and you're just like, yo, I'm trying to do all the right things.
I don't know
things.
Much about her.
I don't know.
Sure.
I know. But I saw that. I saw that exactly.
Politics is just cults, man. Like,
Exactly.
If you have one different idea, but all your other ideas align, you're still outcasted. Yep. It's so fucking crazy.
That's exactly right. So it felt like that when I read it. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know. Like, whatever. So that was cool. I just thought it's cool. Look her up if you're interested in her. I think that's dope also in LA that it's like a Indian person that's sitting on the city council and whatnot and stuff. I think that's cool. I didn't, when we moved to LA, I figured we were the first Indian people.
No, I was driving through some part of Hollywood, I think. And I just saw like a Sikh dude just like getting out of his house and loading up his car. I was like, oh shit. I didn't know any Sikhs were in this part of LA. Like they're in California.
There's this one Sikh dude that I drive by in Little Ethiopia all the time. He has a house right after Little Ethiopia. Yeah. And he's always just chilling outside in the yard. Nice. Like an older gentleman.
Older gentleman. Yeah. There's a bunch in Culver City near me.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, because they own a few
they all
of the
go
shops.
To the Hare Krishna temple.
They go to the Hare Krishna temple. And they own a couple of the shops out there.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. There are more than I thought that there were.
Yeah.
Speaking of more than I thought that there were. Oh, that's a brilliant segue. So, Modi's election is coming up in about a month. Why don't we start with
matter?
That? Modi, the headline of this was, Modi can't be everywhere in India, but cutouts of him can.
Oh, no.
So, something that I did not think was everywhere, but is. Yeah.
No.
You're going to like this. You're going to like this a lot.
I already.
Oh, my God.
So, his image has long appeared on billboards and signs throughout India. You can imagine. But now, it's popping up at train stations, airports, monuments, and parks because that national election is approaching. And the government calls them 3D selfie points.
Billboards?
That's what they call them, yes.
They're billboards though, right?
No, cutouts.
They're cutouts.
Those cardboard cutouts.
So they are 2D, in fact.
Angle on the back. Yeah.
They are 2D, in fact, but these are called 3D selfie points. That's just what that is.
Maths is doing the math in India. Let me tell you that.
So government departments have erected these selfie points in recent months. I knew somebody was going to do it. I knew somebody was going to. Celebrating a variety of advances that India's made. In one, Modi's standing next to a rocket promoting India's space program. It's very phallic of him. Mm-hmm. In another, he's next to a building with a schoolgirl who can now study with the help of a light.
Why are we saying the word schoolgirl?
That's very Gandhi of him. You know.
Don't say that about Gandhi. Those were his nieces, okay?
YKYK.
They were not just any schoolgirls. They were his nieces, okay? Goodness. It's different.
This is funny. So since the middle of January, this article was talking about how this one guy is 28 years old, Akash Ujjainwal, I think. He's been directed to stand guard over one of the displays at the park in New Delhi because sometimes people want to stand too close. And they want
to
drape
these cut out.
Yeah, and they want to drape an arm around the prime minister's shoulders for their photo.
Mm-hmm.
And such enthusiastic displays of affection have led to a crack in the board that requires repairs.
Because it's made out of cardboard.
That's what I thought. There's a quote from him in the article. He says, "People shouldn't put their hands on him. He is the prime minister."
It's It's wow.
My
cut
boy,
out.
It's a cardboard.
It's his cutout.
Oh, so they're really making him like a deity.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. Yep. So some people have objected to this, saying they constitute a misuse of public funds for political purposes. The Ministry of Defense instructed its departments to put up more than 800 of these things. So a former civil servant and social activist filed a petition in court arguing the government shouldn't be using officials and army personnel to do so. That person's now dead. That's a joke. That's
yeah, oh my God, I was gonna say, holy shit.
But they said in quotes, it's about the use of public funds, public servants, official machinery for running the political campaign in the guise of a government program. I think that's fair. I think, yeah. You know, that's pretty fair. What's the use of all this pomp and show? He said he's got, you know, he's disappointed with the government for not creating more jobs for educated young people and said all of this is a false showcase of Modi's government.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's about to get fucking murked.
Oh boy, he's saying
all
the
truth.
Let
me tell you, he's about to get fucking murked.
He can't even move to Canada. They'll find him there.
Excellent work, sir. The government responding to this court case has told the court that the publicity efforts are intended to make citizens aware of programs they're eligible for and don't carry any party insignia. So they're basically like, it's just a photo of Modi standing next to a rocket, my boy. Just, you know, there's a program here somewhere. There's no, we're not saying vote for Modi. We're just putting his face everywhere.
This is just, Christ. Oh my God.
You know how much these cost?
Oh God.
It's my last bullet point,
oh
guys.
Boy.
You know how much each of these cost to set up?
How much?
1,500 motherfucking US dollars.
Excuse
Damn,
me?
What the hell?
That's more than some of these people earn a year.
That's
is there a photo of this? Because there's no way in hell.
That's insane.
I had that thought. I was like, what are they putting up?
$1,500
each to set up. That's probably, I don't know if it's just the board, maybe the manpower for the board. I don't know.
$1,500 total for all of them.
No, per.
Get the fuck out of here.
$1,500 and at least I know they at least made 800 of these.
Yo, what's wild is how much of an idiot he looks like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The photos are crazy.
You're looking at the photos, Kush?
Yeah.
Photos are crazy.
Bro, what the fuck is this?
These two dudes carrying this cardboard thing is $1,500 US dollars?
Yes.
Jesus.
And $1,500 times 800 is $1.2 million.
Oh my God.
Keep doing the right things over there, guys. Keep doing the right fucking things.
That money
things.
Is going towards good things.
You feel me?
So dude, this sounds insane.
And this is in the run-up to the election, which I believe is next month.
Oh my God.
I believe it's next month.
Even like the Madame Tussauds like wax museum.
a motherfucker making a person out of wax is not that.
I don't know. It's crazy, guys. So just, you know, be careful out there.
Are not trees left in India? Like, is cardboard just that expensive?
That's insane.
I didn't include all the different people that they got quotes from in this. Like, that one person filed a suit. The other person was protecting the things, right? Protecting the banners or whatever, the billboards. There was another, there's like young people. There was this chick who I think is like 26 years old who was, you know, they describe her as she's like fixing her hair and all this stuff. And she wanted to get a photo with one of the billboards that was at a museum. And she was like, this is the only time I'll get to meet Modiji. And I was like, what is wrong with these people?
What's happening, man?
This is not real. It's not real.
Dude,
I don't understand.
What are we living in?
I don't get it. I'm okay with
nuclear war. I'm okay with it.
I'm out, man.
So yeah, with that exorbitant price tag, just for fucking billboards, we go on to the next story, which is the U.S. has approved the $4 billion sale of armed drones to India.
Oh, no.
Yay.
Okay.
So the U.S. State Department has approved the potential sale of 31 armed drones, missiles, and other equipment to India for nearly $4 billion. It's crazy that you got this much money, but you got 800 million people under poverty line.
Yep.
I'm going to keep saying that till people understand that. What's crazy is this deal was originally held up. It's been in the works. It was held up because that dude got assassinated on U.S. soil.
Oh, shit.
But once India said they'd investigate, the U.S. said, cool, we'll give you some drones.
We'll give you some weapons.
Yeah. It feels a little dangerous. I'm not going to lie. It feels a little bit dangerous to be giving them this shit. But, and this is, I had this thought. I'm also like not mad at the fact that India should have the technology that other places have.
Well, yeah.
I get that. But also, it's dangerous. It feels really dangerous to me.
You, like, we're saying fuck you to Canada at the same time. Like, it just feels weird and uncomfortable.
That drone's going to be in Pakistan in 30 seconds.
Pakistan,
you know that.
But I was going to go the other way. I thought it was because they were tired of throwing rocks at the Chinese at the border.
Yeah, they're just going to have drones out there, bro.
Because they're still throwing rocks at each other out there,
right? Yes, 100%. 100%.
Was it the Himalayan border or something?
Yeah, the Himalayan border. Yep. I just think I don't know why you'd want to sell to a place that, like, outwardly keeps telling you it's a democracy, but you know it's not.
Right.
Like, this shit is going to show up at the doors of, like, Congress party members, the doors of journalists. They're going to show up one at my door, guaranteed. Yeah. And just blow me out of the moon. I don't know what I'm saying right now. Anyways.
Hey, yo.
That'd be a weird drone. But speaking of Canada, that's the next one. So Canadian Security Intelligence Forces released a report. It's top secret report, but with, like, some sort of, like, Freedom of Information type acts or whatever, these news organizations got it. They released a top secret briefing report that stated China was involved in influencing the last two Canadian elections. That is what it is.
I've never understood how that's possible.
Hackers. Hackers.
How?
Just by using the systems, you know? Like, the voting, I think, is not digital. I think, but they can influence the election by, like, buying all the ads and spreading misinformation.
Wasn't Trump saying Russia did it to the U.S. elections and shit?
Yeah, like, all these countries are doing it.
Why,
like,
can't we do it for the Indian election?
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't we get U.S. motherfuckers to hack that shit?
So what's crazy is the China part is, it is what it is. But the only other country mentioned in that report besides from China was India. And although there were 3 pages of the report devoted to India, they were entirely redacted later to just say a single sentence. India engages in these sorts of activities.
Okay.
Like from 3 pages?
Yeah, from 3 pages, it's just one line.
These kinds of activities.
Yeah, they said FI activities, which if I had the article, I could tell you exactly what it means right now. It's something that's so basic and it's skipping my brain right now. Like where they're, like, in where they're doing the same thing kind of like as China. They're influencing, they're using whatever. I think that's a pretty big deal. Trudeau has this report. He's looking at this report. He clearly has the whole report. India's investigating whatever happened, but it feels like it's just, you know, the news moves so fast that everyone's kind of forgotten. And I don't know if we'll ever get to the bottom of, like, yeah, was India involved in that? Are there repercussions for killing people on American soil? Like, should we all be afraid?
Canadian soil, American soil,
whatever.
I mean, there's probably so much shit happening behind the scenes that we don't see. And
oh, for sure. Right, and, like, no one ever is responsible.
No one's responsible.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, somebody ever responsible?
I don't think so.
You know? I'll tell you one person who was exonerated and was found not responsible. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna read you this headline, and then, anyways, okay. Indian police have cleared a suspected Chinese spy pigeon after 8 months in a bird lockup. So the pigeon was exonerated. I just want you guys to know this.
What you're really saying is the word pigeon is attributed to a human spy.
No.
They just call them pigeon. Kind of like there's drug mules.
No.
Going from the U.S. to Mexico.
You're a smart dude.
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
It's a baby bird.
Fucking pigeon, my dude. I think we should name this episode No Pigeons, except for the fact that I don't think anyone would get the reference.
Yeah.
Sporty thieves, baby.
That's what I had first. And I was like, fuck, we won't
I'm
get
out.
It.
I have no idea.
Yeah, there we are. Case in point. But something about pigeons, I think, because this is fucking atrocious. So the pigeon's ordeal began in May when it was captured near a port in Mumbai with 2 rings tied to its legs.
No, that's mad cute, but no.
Carrying words that look like Chinese.
That's
it.
Wait, hold on.
So it wasn't even confirmed Chinese.
Who was carrying words?
We were talking about racism earlier.
Yeah.
This is racism.
Yeah.
They saw marks on a piece of paper and went, Chinese men. Chinese.
Hold on. The pigeon was holding a piece of paper?
Yes. That had what looked like carrying words that looked like Chinese.
Yeah, messenger pigeons have been a thing for a long time. But like, what?
Yeah, so police suspected it was involved in espionage.
Yo, which uncle is on this case?
Yeah.
Dude,
they took it in. Yeah, they took it in. They sent it to Mumbai's Bhai Sakarbhai Dinsa Petted Hospital for Animals. I don't know.
Pigeons flipping out.
I don't know. Eventually, it turned out the pigeon was an open water racing bird from Taiwan.
What?
That had escaped and made its way to India.
The fact that the pigeon is an open water racing bird is, I think, crazier than the fact that he got committed for espionage.
Okay, but also...
Wait, so was China to India like, we're telling you Taiwan is China?
Dude... Okay, wait. This pigeon was actually in jail for 8 months.
This is what I was going to say. You guys are missing the best part of this, which is why did it serve 8 months?
Oh, baby.
Why it served 8 months? It got time served. It has a record. This pigeon has a record.
But you said bird lockup, which means there are other birds that are locked up.
I'm sorry. If you're listening on headphones, please put the volume down. I'm about to fucking flip out.
Okay, but it gets crazy because, okay, this bird, he's safely back with his family or whatever.
They had to release the hostages. They had to trade fucking hostages. Do you think they traded Indian pigeons for Chinese pigeons?
I don't even know how they begin investigating this. Like, do you think that when they had the bird, they called up the Chinese ambassador and was like, bro, yo,
we'll make you a trade.
Yeah, like, we got your pigeon, bro. Yeah. Like, what's going on? That's embarrassing. What were they doing for eight months with this poor pigeon?
Oh, so that pigeon doesn't like fucking fly anymore, I bet, because it was locked up for 8 months.
It has PTSD?
Yeah.
It's like a Vietnam War pigeon.
Dude.
Like, it came back, it was different.
Bro, this pigeon beats
its wife pigeon. Like, it's on drugs, it's strung out.
What's the life expectancy for a pigeon? Because this motherfucker did 8 months, probably means it did like 10 years in jail.
He did hard labor. They had him just like hitting a rock millet the entire time.
Oh my
That's
God.
All they
He's
had.
He's making license plates.
Yeah, bro. There's more.
Okay.
There's a history to this. So this pigeon is safe. But in 2020, police in Indian-controlled Kashmir released a pigeon belonging to a Pakistani fisherman after a probe found that the bird, which had flown across the militarized border, was not a spy. They gave it back to the fisherman. They were like, bro, we're sorry. You think he gets paid? You think it's like when people get wrongfully imprisoned here? That they get money? You think the pigeon gets like free millets for the rest of life?
I don't know. I think they just gave back the pigeon whatever it was locked up with, like its wallet, its jacket, like the stuff.
Pigeon comes out with mad tattoos on his arms, on its
big, the pigeon on its has
bird,
tattoos.
Like,
he's trying
feathers.
To find work. Like nobody's hiring this pigeon. The original pigeon's entire racing history has been demolished. Like.
This is crazy.
This is upsetting.
This is crazy.
His kids are adults now. Yeah, they're just like, adults. Yo, we haven't seen our father in 8 months.
There was another one. So in 2016.
No. How many pigeons have been locked up?
In 2016, another pigeon was taken into custody after it was found with a note that threatened Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. So that's like maybe a real messenger pigeon. I don't know. Yeah, it actually had a note.
Modi, what did it say?
Some dude aggressively wrote a note, then made it into a little roll, and then made the pigeon carry it. This is the most bullshit thing I've ever heard in my life.
What is the pigeon? The pigeon dude didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, seriously. What do they expect to do if the pigeon is found guilty?
Holy shit.
Electric chair? That pigeon?
Where's PETA when you need them?
Off with its head? It's in the Mediterranean.
Oh, I okay.
Peter Brush.
Got me. Got me. All right.
Were they interrogating this pigeon?
I don't even understand. If I had to investigate a pigeon today, how I would go about that process.
As opposed to a couple years back.
Yeah.
What's the budget?
I just don't understand why we're working hard in life when this is what's happening around the world.
That's a good question.
I just don't get it.
Do you think that there's like one officer who is
the pigeon guy?
The pigeon whisperer? Like he's more trained to deal with shit like this?
Also, guys, we did not dwell on this for long enough. The pigeon had two circles around its two little metal bracelets.
So handcuffs? Were they
handcuffs?
Oh, no, no, no. It was found with two rings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But when it's in custody, I don't know if they put handcuffs on it.
Yeah, they chain that motherfucker up.
They cut its wings so that it can fly away.
Oh, they probably do, actually.
This is bullshit. This is the worst. Oh, they probably send the dude they all hate. They're like, yo, Ramu, this is another pigeon. He's another pigeon. You're going to have to go.
Yeah, it's one dude that's on the pigeon
task force.
Pigeon task force. Yep. And he's a drunk. He's just like this old grizzled vet.
He's like, hey, looks like Chinese, man. Yeah. It's like Chinese.
He's like, I've seen this before.
Oh, no.
I knew you guys would love this story. I thought this was such a... I was like, I saw it and I was like, no, stop. Give me a fucking break.
Yo, India, whatever, I don't know where your taxes are going, but this is where it's going.
$4 billion for drones, another billion for attack pigeons. That's what we're going for.
This is insane.
They should make like a Pixar film about this, to be honest. Migration. Yeah. Should be about that.
I would love that movie.
Moving on
to... But then it'll probably get taken off of Netflix.
You got these good today. It's really good. Speaking of just like the exorbitant amounts of money in India that we just can't quite figure out where they come from, mm-hmm. or how they keep printing money. Like Bad Boy Billionaires is the start of us like really paying attention to this. Have you heard of Paytm Payments Bank?
Yes.
You have heard of that.
Paytm?
Have you heard of that? Paytm?
No.
You've heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay. So thousands of accounts at India's Paytm Payments Bank were set up improperly. Apparently, India's central bank has found hundreds of thousands of accounts at Paytm were created without proper identification.
Oh my God.
So the Reserve Bank of India is concerned that some of the accounts could have been used for money laundering. They're investigating Paytm, and Paytm stock plunged 36% in 2 days following this, which wiped $2 billion off its market value.
Whoa.
And Paytm's founder, Vijay Shekhar Sharma, he's a rags-to-riches star of the Indian startup scene. He said this was just a, quote, speed bump during a conference call with analysts.
A speed
bump? This is kind of like Wells Fargo had this happen to them years ago where they were investigated because it was found that they were telling like their tellers and everybody to just open accounts, opening accounts because it looks good that they have so many accounts. Mm-hmm. They're just doing this shit in overdrive in India, allegedly.
Is it internal investigation?
No, it looks like it's, it's the Reserve Bank of India. So at least it's not Paytm investigating itself.
Which happens.
That's a good question. Yeah. It's just crazy that they just like, I don't know what they do with money over there. I couldn't even
Isn't
tell you how the Indian system works.
What was happening with the Bank of India in the Bad Boy Billionaires show?
Yeah, probably.
Remember, they were just like, oh yeah, just give him the money, and they weren't even checking anything.
They won't even check anything. They're just like, they said a bunch of these accounts are dormant. Some of them like send hella bread, but don't know where the money came from. Like all sorts of shit that could be laundering and stuff. Yeah. And this dude's like, it's just a speed bump. So
that's insane.
Cool.
That could, and you know, wiping $2 billion off market value, that could do a lot to, I don't know. I don't get how doing something like that doesn't mess up the whole system.
Same.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyways, let's keep a lookout. Maybe people won't have money in India tomorrow. The final story that I had was, this was interesting to me, but I couldn't actually tell you why. Sony scrapped a $10 billion merger with Zee because they failed to meet the financial terms. Zee failed to meet the financial terms, allegedly.
Okay.
So they've been negotiating this for about 2 years. They were basically negotiating with the Indian arm of Zee Entertainment. And basically they just said, I mean, all these emails have come out recently where they basically said Zee Entertainment does not have the money that it said it does in cash reserves.
Sony America was negotiating with... Zee TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. 2 years, $10 billion deal. And they said there were a ton of compliance issues, including Zee's failure to dispose of Russian assets, and its $1.4 billion Disney cricket rights deal. So there was a face-off. This has been happening like behind the scenes with Sony here in America, from what I saw in the article, and Zee over in India, about four Russian subsidiaries that dealt in content creation, distribution. Obviously it's sanctioned by the US right now.
Yeah.
So Sony does not want to get into bed with shit like that. And Zee was supposed to have winded those businesses down.
But they didn't.
They also were supposed to have like more money in cash reserves than they said they do. I think from glossing over the article, it seemed like they had 50 mil in cash, which kind of doesn't feel like a lot for a company like that. if they did this, mm-hmm. it would have created a media powerhouse in the world's most populous nation with 90 plus channels across sports, entertainment, and news. This would have been akin to creating Disney.
Whoa.
Like that type of a company, like a huge fucking company. So after this news came out that the deal fell through, Z's stock fell 30%.
Oh, shit.
And it's already been doing really bad. So now it's doing even worse. So again, all money is make-believe.
I wonder,
and I don't understand how anything works.
I wonder if Z is like owned by... Who Z is owned by?
I had some stock in Z once, and then slowly I realized this is a fucking money pit, and I sold it and got rid of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I thought eventually these guys will probably smarten up, and you know they have so many Indian films, and they can license and create business. They never did.
It would have been good for Sony because I'm guessing they want to compete with Disney because Disney owns an entire streaming service in India, I think.
Hotstar, right?
Hotstar, yeah.
Hotstar,
yeah,
totally.
So that would have been...
It would have been good, and they've been negotiating it for 2 years, and $10 billion is a pretty penny,
2 years,
and that's gone now. So we may see some weird shit coming out about Z soon because that's like one of those things that can like tank your business.
Yeah, somebody fucked up at the top.
Yeah. The email exchange was kind of... interest was kind of funny to me because it was just like the Sony lawyers and the Z lawyers and like just how they're characterizing everything. So that's it. That's all the news. We had fucking pigeons. We have banks going out. We have cutouts of Modi. We got all sorts of shit
faking
happening
deaths.
Here. I feel like this was a quick episode.
Yeah, me too. It was like very on point though.
My segues were good.
Segues were good.
I didn't let you both introduce yourselves. So we have some,
you think that had to a lot to do with it?
Save some time.
Maybe now. Well, what are we at right now, Kush?
Like 52 minutes.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Who's the owner of ZTV? Dr. Subhash Chandra.
Has to be a doctor.
Is the founder of India's leading global content company, Z Entertainment Enterprises, and the multifaceted conglomerate Essel Group. Okay. A self-made man.
Yeah, right.
And a true visionary.
Get out of here.
Dr. Chandra has consistently demonstrated his ability to identify new businesses and lead them on a path of success.
Yeah, sure, bro. That's why your name is the same as Subhash Chandra Bose. Except it's not. You don't have the Bose.
You don't have the Bose.
You're just Subhash Chandra.
Oh, damn. So they got the green light to do this merger last year in August, and then it fell through.
Yeah.
Yep. Like recently.
And then it fell through. Crazy, bro. If you try to do a deal with me where I'm going to get $10 billion and it falls through, I am putting a hit out on your whole family.
Mm.
I'm killing everybody. You almost gave me $10 billion and you were like, nah, fam. Nope.
Nah.
It's a wrap.
$10 billion is wild.
But I kind of picture Z like kind of dealing with it like uncles. You know what I mean? Like Sony said, we don't want to have any Russian dealing. So wind down that business, get rid of it. They had 2 years to do so.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
I don't want to.
And he's like, yeah, it's fine. Just don't worry about it. They're trying to like restructure it.
Isn't Sony already in India though?
Well,
Sony India. Yeah.
Sony does have a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think they were going to buy Z, you know, get more, buy more, be bigger, rich, get richer.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Poor get poorer.
That's it.
Poor get poorer.
So guys, that's our episode.
Okay, bye.
Rhea, play the music.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
I'm so excited for the drop tomorrow. Go watch everything on our Instagram, although you won't hear this until Tuesday. So,
but still, go back and watch it.
Go back and watch it. We're introducing our first interviewee.
Interviewee. It's a viewee. Yes.
Viewee. Okay. Okay, bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Mild Mannered and Timid is produced by Kunal, Kush, and Rhea. Edited by Kush and Rhea. With music and scoring by Rhea. I'm generally useless. See you next time.